Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. That's the telephone number and the ticket text. A few other things, observations from Hard Knocks. Those bizarre bubbles that they put
the Guardian caps.
They look like mushrooms.
Yes.
Is what they said. I thought, you know, if I'm going to be critical of Hard Knocks, I thought they spent a little too much time on that.
Well, that's – okay, so this is where NFL Films comes in, because the NFL, we know a couple – you know, what, 10 years ago, a decade ago, maybe more, went through the whole NFL concussion settlement issue with former players. And now they're trying to hype some of the new things and new technology they're doing to protect players. And not only are those Guardian caps used for NFL players, they're used at the college level. They're used, I mean, Jack has one that he wears at practice. So it's the NFL trying to save itself and tell all the moms and dads out there that it's safe again to play football.
Yep, and it's obviously Dan Campbell likes Metallica.
Yes, he does, which is no shock. That's no shock. And here's the other thing that I loved about watching it last night is there are a lot of different new styles of coaching. All right, we've seen, you know, whether it was Anthony Lynn, who was here last year, but we saw it with the Chargers when he was with them. There's a different style that coaches have of coaching their players. Last night, everybody got the view of Dan Campbell, and he is, for those of us that played football 35, 40 years ago, that is the style that we remember of, and it's not, hey, don't go get water, all that stuff. That's
right.
That's not what I'm talking
Correct.
About. It is, hey, when you suck today, you suck today. And he's not afraid to tell you, and he's not afraid to yell at his players, get after it. There are some people now that, hey, you can't yell at people. You can't coach a certain way. You've got to handle players a certain way. That's not who Dan Campbell is. That's not how he's going to coach. And I loved seeing the fact that there are still coaches that can yell at their players.
Can I say one thing about that, though, John? Don't you agree right now that they have a lot of guys that can be yelled at because they don't really have any ground to stand on this team?
Oh, sure. And so here's where I want to see Dan Campbell. If the Dan Campbell experience is successful, how does he evolve as, okay, Aiden Hutchinson right now, Penei Sewell, two top picks, very talented. We think they're going to have successful careers. When they are in years 6 and 7, how does Dan Campbell evolve to coach those guys that are experienced vets who have known it, done it, and been, you know, been there, done that? How does he handle those guys at that time?
Bingo.
Now, we're talking about a coach that might be around 6, 7 years. Let's see if that's possible.
Well, I 100% agree with you that he will have to adapt, because you're going to – ultimately, if you're going to be successful in this league, you're going to have some big personalities. For now, you can not go and draft Thibodeau, okay, and deal not want to deal with a guy maybe that's a little more high maintenance or a big personality and wants to do things off the field and all that stuff. For now, you can get away with that. But ultimately, you're going to have those guys.
You will, and we're not talking just those two guys as you know, a guys that are here right now that we hope and think that'll be here, and if Dan Campbell is here. But let's talk about next year in free agency. There are other players around the NFL that are looking, and I mean, we all as players would watch Hard Knocks, and they want to see what's going on with the Lions. They want to, you know, and they're going to learn about Dan Campbell. How does that attract or detract from a guy that wants to play for Detroit?
Yeah. You know what else I thought was kind of interesting? Because I remember when I used to cover the team, we used to go to Saginaw. And after practice, they can never understand how they would do it, but you obviously did it. And so, when you get into the cold tubs, the ice tubs.
Oh, that's a – it's a wonderfully – uncomfortable.
Yes, it looks awful because I hate cold water.
It's awful for about 35, 40 seconds, and then it is It's amazing.
But that, so he, you know, Aiden Hutchinson sitting in the cold tub with Obinna Eze, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who is from Nigeria and went to Memphis.
Yeah.
And
I love
Hutch,
that conversation.
Hutch doesn't exactly come off. He comes up a little of the Michigan arrogance. He goes, wait, you got offered by Michigan, Alabama, and you ended up, why'd you go to Memphis?
Well, yeah, because, and so I think what came out of that was, obviously, coming from...
And he said, if I had to do it all over again, I'd still go to Memphis.
Right, and that blew Aiden's mind.
Right, like, I know.
Why would you not go to Alabama? Why would you not go to Michigan? Why would you choose Memphis? And it just shows, like, you know, when you grow up in this country, you're hit over the head with, and we talked about it yesterday, we're talking about the top 25. Mm-hmm. We're talking about USC. We're talking about Notre Dame. We're talking about Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. Like, you are beat over the head with those schools. And if you're coming from outside the realm, like, he played football 1 year.
I know.
Didn't know anything about the way things operate here in the States.
Absolutely. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We got the calls, texts as well. Also, Antoine Randall L. will join us at about 8:15. And coming up next, one of the new owners of the Denver Broncos suffered from something that I suffer with all the time. We'll explain that coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.